Classic Hits, K-Wing 106. It is Ava Eckhoff, joined in the studio on this kind of cloudy Wednesday morning by Mike Arturi. He is the drummer of Love and Spoonful and the founder of the Universal Music Center here in Red Wing. And Mike, we talked a little bit off the air about, you know, being a musician, doesn't matter where you're starting, it's important to be networking. And what's the best way for a musician to do that?
Well, great. Thank you. And I'm very grateful to be here, as always. And good morning, Ava.
Yeah, good morning.
Networking is extremely important at any phase of a musician's either career or even anyone who is interested in collaborating with other musicians. The only way you could do that is by getting out there and meeting other musicians and meeting people. So it's extremely important to be able to go out and be able to comfortably represent yourself and what you do and how you do it. And there's a big difference. There's a discomfort with many musicians of representing themselves. Many times it's not correctly interpreted as bragging, you know, which it's not. You know, if you don't have confidence in yourself and if you can't represent your own ideas and your own interests in music and your own skill levels, then how is anyone going to know who and what you are? You
right.
know, so you have to know how to do that, and you have to be able to do that in a comfortable and pleasant and polite manner, you know. So
right, that's kind of like a job interview.
Absolutely.
Right, where you have to be able to present yourself in a positive way, but you don't want to be bragging, like you said.
Right, you know, you have to be honest, you know. And where it's not like a job interview is that it's constant, you know.
Sure,
I mean,
right.
And it comes up anytime, anywhere. I am a relentless networker. You'll never find me without business cards on me. If I overhear a conversation at an airport, you know, of between musicians, I'll go up and say hello, because you never know. I don't want to say any, but 99% of the things that I've gotten, the jobs that I've gotten, the tours that I've gotten, the national acts that I've played with, 99% of them are a result of me reaching out to them and not getting phone calls. Many musicians think that their skill is going to speak for themselves, but many musicians tell me this when they're at my gigs. And I want to ask you, Ava, and all the people out there in the listening audience, what does that tell you? It tells you that I'm working that night and they're not, because they're at my gig.
Right, so, exactly.
So there's a little bit of a validation in my methods, you know. So I urge anyone out there, no matter what level, you know, if you're just starting out, if you're in fifth grade and you can play a couple chords on the guitar and you want to, you know, see if any of your other classmates can play and want to get together, talk about it. You know, go up and say hi to that person. You know, see if they want to come over and bring their guitar to your house or meet, you know, at lunch at school or something and collaborate. And that goes all the way up. It never ends. I know, you know, people way above me, you know, that are triple A list session players in Los Angeles that play on movie soundtracks and that are on big hit records, platinum record selling guys, constantly. Hey, if you ever need a sub, you know,
that's for sure.
You know, and these guys are, you know, wealthy working guys. You know, it's just you can't not do this. So you have to get comfortable with it. You have to be pleasant about it. It's just a matter of being confident, and it's a matter of representing yourself, just representing yourself in an honest way, and let your eagerness to be in this business and your eagerness to collaborate and play come through.
Excellent. So the moral of the story, be excited to share that you love music. Share your passion with others. I guarantee you they're going to reciprocate positively, because it's a positive thing that you're sharing. So just be comfortable and get out there.
You just said it way better than I did.
Excellent. Well, Mike, I love that you come in the studio here once a month. We also do the Minute with Mike's every Friday at 7:45. So make sure you tune in this Friday so that you can hear that Minute with Mike. And then we're going to schedule another time for Mike to come in here and talk about the music industry. So Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful and founder of the Universal Music Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.